This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I love how selective we are with caring about our data. We're very selective about what we choose to care. You know, I'll download apps all day, give them all the permissions in the world. Then a cashier asks me for my email address. I'm like, nice try, lady. Who knows what you're going to do with that? And the cashiers, they know we don't want to give it to them, so they come up with creative ways to ask for it. They'll be like, do you have a good email address? Yeah, I do. You're not getting that one. You can have the one at hotmail.com. Go ahead, send all the emails you want. No one's been in that inbox since 09. Fire away.
Monday, September 15th, 2025. It's a wake-up call. Hello.
Hello.
It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin, and we are here, and you are here. And Kevin, how was your weekend?
Good.
Yeah?
We didn't hear from you.
We never do. And I'm fine with it. It's okay.
Did you guys text? Oh, yes, you did.
Uh-oh, you shut up, Somber. Go ahead.
Yes, you guys did text.
And?
Loved it. I loved what you guys said and
yes.
showed. It was
yeah.
very good.
Good.
Listen, if you want to unplug from us, I'm fine
no,
with that.
No, I would never. Saturday,
you
I
do,
just...
You do it often.
No, Saturday I just had a really big tournament and I couldn't be on my phone all day.
Okay, okay. I love
Are you
that.
Allowed to be on your phone when you do Lurkana tournaments?
No, I try not to be.
I know, I
try
but to... are you allowed? Is it like...
It is allowed now, but okay. like...
He just doesn't mm. want the distraction.
Well, distraction.
Yeah. Of course, concentrate.
You need focus.
Okay, and how'd you do?
10th place out of 59.
That's good.
No.
That oh. doesn't seem so good.
Yeah,
then never mind. I'm very disappointed.
I am too.
What was the prize? card. A card.
A card and some stuff, but it valued up to like $1,500.
Wow.
I've only won like $300.
Okay. And how much does it cost to enter these?
Like $50.
Got it. Okay.
So it's an investment. You made $250 on the deal, right?
Well, I would have made more if I played better.
Okay. All right. Where do you think you went wrong?
Everywhere.
Really?
You just pulled the wrong cards, played the wrong cards?
Deck choice.
Wrong deck choice.
Yeah.
So you don't get to pick what card comes up, but mm-mm. you get to pick what deck you
yes.
play with. So what if you just played with a deck that just had like five of your best cards?
There, you can only have a max of four.
Oh, okay. Four of your best cards.
Oh, I do have that. I have several decks like that.
But somebody had
someone had just had counters.
I see.
Yeah. So depressing. So Sunday I went to the beach.
Okay.
And then we did ice dyeing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's where you dye your shirts like tie-dye,
yeah.
but it's with ice. And it gives it a different design. I have to wait 24 hours before I can
see
the design.
So you put the ice on there and then...
It melts. So you put the dye and then you put the ice on. And then the ice melts it. And it gives it like this slow ripple effect. I haven't washed my shirt yet. It's,
okay.
It needs
yeah, you have to let it set.
Yeah.
Which beach did you go to?
I forgot the name.
No, you didn't.
It was very relaxing.
Where was it?
I don't remember.
Was it local?
No local beaches.
Okay.
It was like an hour and a half.
Which direction?
Opposite of my house.
North? The Bay Area?
Kind of. Honestly, I just go where the wind takes me.
Who took you there?
Friends.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Multiple friends?
Yeah, it was a group outing.
Okay. Could you ask them where you went?
I'm just happy you didn't drive.
I could. I didn't. I'm usually long trips, I don't want to be the driver.
Well, I do have your back on that
yeah.
because we went to a wedding, Katie and I, over on Saturday. And we'll get to something specific about that in a second. But I didn't know where it was. But I got in my car and typed in the address, and it was an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God. Were you near me?
No, definitely not.
That's where I'm going with this story. I don't know. Because I got in, and I live in West Roseville, and my GPS took me down Watt. And I was going west on Watt, and then forever. And then at some point, I took 16, what felt like south. I never took a highway for an hour and a half, and I just ended up in beautiful wine country somehow. Then on the way home, it took me a different direction.
Hazel, right?
But I don't know how I got there.
I have to tell you, when we were leaving, driving back, felt like we were on roads that we did not use to get there.
Well, you probably didn't. If it was like my GPS, it tries to avoid traffic.
Well, no, there's one road to get there.
Okay.
But when we were coming back, it was like, none of this looks familiar.
So remember, I took Watt West and then 16 South and then coming home, different roads. And then out of nowhere, I was in El Dorado Hills. And I was like, how the hell did we get here?
I have to tell you, our way home brought us through El Dorado Hills too, but I am certain that is not the way we went.
No. Turns out we were in Amador County, which I don't think I had ever been there. I know Katie's been there before. She went to Hellwig Winery.
Yeah, we were right down the street.
So we were close to that. I don't know where geographically I was. And I was telling people that at the wedding as if I was pleading with them to help me. I was like, I don't know if I'm north, south, east, or west of where I live.
I don't know where I am. I might live here now.
It was crazy. But anyway, though, so like I said, Katie and I went to a wedding over the weekend. Our friend Cassie from theater got married. She looked beautiful.
Oh, my God, she looked beautiful.
To her new husband, Tom. And Kevin, let me ask you a question. And actually, I'm going to ask everybody this question. You can text in your answer to 916-909-1065. Do weddings start on time?
No.
How late would you say a wedding usually routinely starts?
Like an hour or an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Later.
That's a lot.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. Our invitation said 5 p.m.
Yeah.
For the wedding.
Oh.
And my wife and because I went with my wife and Katie went with D'Lo, and I said to my wife before we left, because she's like, we're running late. I'm like, we've got all the time in the world. It's not going to start on time.
Yeah.
Weddings never start on time. And we're driving there. It was 90 minutes away, so we had lots of time to talk about this. And we're having a playful argument about it. And I said, I will bet you that this wedding starts closer to 6 than it does to 5. She goes, that's crazy. I go, okay, 5:29, the wedding starts, you win. 5:31, the wedding starts, I win. If it starts at 5:30, we light ourselves on fire. I don't know what we do. Turns out, the wedding started at 5:10.
I mean, punctual. Whoa.
And there were two people late to the wedding.
You and your wife.
Well, two parties.
Two couples.
It was me and my wife. And your best friend and Taylor.
You guys!
And we didn't drive together. It just happened to be that.
And here's the absolute worst part. To get to the wedding, you had to sort of walk up this gravel road.
Yeah.
So they heard you coming.
Oh, did they?
You guys are embarrassing.
So I got there probably 10 minutes before Katie did. And as we are, as Katie said, noisily shuffling up this very long driveway, like, I don't know, 70 yards long.
Yeah.
Just
at one point, Dila goes, walk on that side so it'll make less noise. Because he felt like if I walked on one side specifically, it wouldn't be so loud. It didn't help.
As we got up there and we got closer and closer, Stacy, my wife, and I realized, that is the bridal party all lined up, ready to go.
Oh, and we came
in right where everybody was looking because that was where the bridal party was lined up. Super embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
Even worse is when you make an entrance like Katie and D'Lo did when the bride is making her entrance.
No, she was already there.
Was she?
She was already there.
Okay.
And they were, I mean, very close to sharing their vows. And I felt absolutely awful. And Gavin leans over to me and he goes, way to make an entrance.
Because we can hear her coming.
Oh, my God.
But weddings shouldn't start on time.
Right. Don't you have to get ready? Make sure everything's fine.
Well, okay. If I scheduled my wedding to start at 5, I would say it's going to start at 5:30. An hour seems crazy to me, but I would say 5, knowing in my mind it's actually going to be 5:30 to give people just a tiny bit of grace.
A little bit of breathing room.
Yeah. Because like a million things could happen. The road getting us there was so windy and crazy.
Right.
You get stuck behind somebody going slow. It's only a 2-lane road. You can't go around them.
And it was awful. Somebody texted it in and said, Mexican weddings are routinely late.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm just used to nothing but Mexican weddings.
You know what? Yeah, go with that.
You don't know me.
Right. So, oh, sorry, white people.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this is how you do it.
This is the whitest wedding I've ever seen. Which it kind of was.
It was.
But anyway, congratulations to our friend Cassie and her husband, Tom. I'm sure you had a lovely wedding.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kid parties are often themed. And this is the theme of a party that my 6-year-old daughter is invited to. La Boo Boo.
I didn't know La Boo Boo's had a song.
It's their theme song.
I didn't know that until Kevin told me.
Right?
Okay.
Which, by the way, leads us into why I'm bringing this up. Kevin is the Wake Up Call's La Boo Boo correspondent.
Mm. Correct.
And with my daughter being invited to a La Boo Boo party.
That's exciting.
I need to know what that means. Mm. I need to know what to prepare for. I need to know everything because I don't want her to walk into a buzzsaw, you know, where she's just really standing out.
Well, if it's a La Boo Boo party, you're going to need a La Boo Boo.
Well, I don't have a La Boo Boo.
Does Zoe have a La Boo Boo?
She's going to have to get one.
No.
You're going to have to get a labubu. You can't show up to a labubu party and not have a labubu. Because at a labubu party, they usually have like this thing where it's like a costume contest for their labubu. And you have to dress your labubu to the nines and tens or whatever the saying is. And then they walk around with their labubus. And then the winner like picks... The birthday girl picks the winner or something like that. And then there's like other labubu activities too.
So hold on. So, yeah. Hold on.
Not only do I need to spend money, no, invest.
Yes. See, as Kevin has said. You are getting it right.
In the fashion accessory of a labubu. But I need to get the labubu an outfit?
Mm-hmm. To match your daughter's outfit. Usually they go as a pair.
How much is a labubu?
Depending on what series, you get around 50, 60 bucks.
50 or 60 bucks?
It's not that much. It's a collectible. And then if you get a really good one, you could resell it for 60 or 70. So practically, you're making money.
I mean, here's another very unfortunate thing. The gift is going to be expected to be a labubu for the birthday person.
That is right. Yeah, or so, accessories.
So I don't need to buy one.
No, for the birthday girl.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you actually need two labubus.
Good luck, because they are sold out.
Right. Aren't they really hard to get?
Yeah. And if you do want to get them right now, they're like taxed, so they're like a little bit more.
Oh, because of the Trump tariffs?
No, because of resellers.
Look at these.
Kevin goes, no.
$72?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're in for it.
This one's $114. Katie, what am I going to do?
Rent one from Kevin?
Oh. I mean, I'll let you borrow one.
Can I
Kevin,
do
no,
that?
Make some money off this.
No, why?
Because.
How careful is she going to be, though?
Not careful. She's six.
Then no.
Okay.
I could get you like one of the labubu. See, but I like all of them.
Okay.
I can get you a case for a labubu, but she will for sure not win the contest.
Okay. What about a lafufu?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get laughed at if you bring a lafufu.
Do you think the kids will be able to tell?
You could definitely tell between a lafufu and a labubu. Their eyes are like wide open, like they're doing something.
Oh, ugh. I mean, I definitely couldn't tell, but I trust you.
Katie, would you send your kid to a labubu party without a labubu?
Oh, man. Probably not.
Oh, God, that was the wrong answer.
Probably not. I'm sorry. I know that that's not what you wanted to hear, but...
It's not.
Okay, so just go to Pop Mart every day this week now. They have to have a restock.
No, I'm not playing the Kevin game where I go to the mall and line up with the other nerds.
Well, you don't have to line up. You can just walk in there and buy it.
Really? So when's the restock?
Usually when they open, but be careful. Them Asian people are very mean.
Okay, that sounds racist. Yeah, everybody.
No, it's not racist. One girl almost snatched it out of my hand. Okay. I'm not lying.
Okay, that's just one person. I don't know that we need to blame all the Asians for that.
For anybody who's new to the show, Kevin's Asian. He can say that. All right. Well, okay, so here we go. By the way, I'm also not spending $50 on something for her to take to the party.
Then I guess she's showing empty-handed.
Somebody texted and said the demonic nature of labubus are very much documented.
Oh, my goodness.
So maybe this whole party is demonic? I didn't know that.
No, they're talking about that video that's going around and scaring people, saying like there's the labubus are possessed, but they're not.
But they're not.
I have five of them staring at me while I sleep, and they're fine.
And look at you. You're thriving. This is the best argument for actually they are possessed.
Your mental health has never been better. All right. Well, thank you for that help. If anybody else would like to let my daughter borrow a labubu that she probably will lose, please text in 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
How do you feel about homework? Homework as just, I guess, an institution. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because of Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian, I can't tell the difference between her show and an interview that she's doing, but this is her take on homework.
You gotta do your homework, man. You have to.
I don't believe in homework.
Clock that shit.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you why. Because like,
you gotta go home.
Kids are in school for 8 hours a day. When they come home, like, they need to also then do sports.
Yes.
have a life, spend time with their family. I think the homework should be left for like in school.
So schoolwork.
Sure.
Call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can text us there as well. And let us know what your opinions are about this.
This is not probably not going to be shocking. Completely agree. I don't think that you shouldn't do any kind of homework. I think it is good to learn to problem solve and follow directions on your own. Especially maybe in like a quiet space, but to have like hours of homework at any age, I think is ridiculous, especially considering like kids are so overscheduled now. Something has to give.
Okay. So I agree with some of that. I think that hours and hours of homework is a little excessive, but what I do think though, is that homework is very important. Because how do you get good at anything? Practice.
I remember being in high school and studying really, really hard for a math test. And I was studying wrong for it.
Okay.
So this idea that, oh, well, you'll get better if you practice. Well, if you're practicing right, there were many times when I was practicing my homework wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody should have more than an hour of homework. And I think that's pushing it.
I think an hour is a reasonable thing, but I think homework is crucial though. Let's talk to 916-909-1065. Join this conversation. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say?
So I'm a teacher. I teach college, but I'm around a lot of education. And my feeling on homework is that kids don't have the same things at home equally. Some kids have parents who are really supportive and can help them if they need help with homework. Other kids have parents that are not supportive at all, or kids have to go home and they have to watch their younger siblings, or they have to cook their own meals. And so asking those kids to also do homework just lacks kind of equality and equity, in my opinion.
I think that's such a good point. And Gavin, to you saying like, well, the parent should be reviewing it. Well, not everybody has a parent that's home. Some people's parents are still at work.
That's true. But they should. They're going to come home eventually. They're going to come home at some point.
What if they work at 11? Work till 11. I mean, like, it's a...
Somebody should. I assume that some adult at some point...
Well, if you have a 16-year-old, maybe they are home alone.
Well, I'm not talking about 16-year-olds. Well, I would hope a 16-year-old would get a little self-reliant. But how about this? And we're going to get to more calls. Thank you, Jenny, for your phone call. How about this, though? Not doing homework because of all these excuses, like... Is that preparing you for life? Yeah, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you have to work really hard in life, and sometimes that gets in the way. Janet, good morning.
I'm not sure what that means.
Hello?
Hi.
What I mean was that, they shouldn't do homework because they work so hard in an 8-hour day of school, and it's like, yeah, sometimes you have to take your work home with you. Sometimes you have to do what you can. You have to manage your schedule.
As adults, we keep telling each other, stop taking your work home. You're not getting paid for that. It's throwing off your work-life balance. We don't say that about homework.
Janet, it's true. What do you want to say?
Yes. So as an educator in our professional development, we have had several speakers come, and they all have said that there is zero proof, and studies have been done, that there's zero proof that homework is beneficial. The whole new way of thinking is to teach the whole child, which doesn't include extra work time. It's downtime. It's caring for their mental and social and emotional needs as well.
My wife is a teacher, so I've heard this argument from before as well. Do you know why they say homework isn't needed?
No, it's just studies that have proven it.
But why?
It doesn't add anything.
There's also got to be at some point a burnout factor when somebody
100%.
Is.
It's an interesting discussion that doesn't seem to have a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Consensus.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Something's wrong with me.
Oh, no.
I have started having some of the weirder cravings of my life. And I am somebody who likes some weird foods.
Uh-huh. Your favorite food is oysters.
Oh, God, I love oysters.
Just so everybody is all caught up with...
Absolute favorite.
How weird it gets.
I am obsessively trying to find pickled quail eggs. And I cannot find them anywhere.
That sounds like something...
And I don't want them in a can. I want them in a jar.
That sounds like something a witch would say. Where can I find pickled quail eggs?
Give me your finest pickled quail eggs.
They must be from a quail. A fat quail. Fit for a queen.
Kevin said that I could get quail eggs at the Asian market, but
want real quail eggs, not the canned ones?
I do not want the canned ones.
So then just buy the quail eggs from the Asian market, then pickle it yourself.
See, ooh. But the I don't think they have that at the Asian market in Roseville.
They do. You're not looking at the right places.
But that probably takes too much time. She needs it now.
Doesn't take that long. It could just overnight or like a couple hours. It's depending how small the thing is. And then you just put it in a brine. You never pickled before?
First of all.
Making my mouth water.
Ew!
Where would she also buy brine?
Yeah.
What do you mean you just buy? You make your own brine. Okay. You just need vinegar or something. I guess that's...
You don't know how to make brine. God.
I know how to pickle vegetables, and that's how you pickle it.
Do
with
I
vinegar,
need a cauldron
salt,
or
sugar.
Do I not?
You don't. You just need a mason jar. Put the pickles in. Pour the vinegar in.
He has never done this.
I have pickled before.
Look up the Asian market in Roseville.
I'm not looking
up.
You're putting me in a trap.
I'm going to... I have an olive tree in my backyard.
Where is this olive doing? She needs
to pickle.
I looked into curing olives, which also requires a brine and stuff like that. It's a ridiculous process.
Okay,
it
is doing not. Olives is much harder than pickling other things. It's I will say that. I have pickled like red onions.
Vietnamese people pickle a lot. Let me tell you that. And I know pickling is in my skills.
Pickled quail eggs take at least 24 hours to be ready to eat. She needs it now.
Well,
but for the best development of flavor, I guess Kevin doesn't want you to have the best development of flavor.
She needs it now.
You would need to allow them to sit in a refrigerator for 3 to 7 days.
Kevin.
Some recipes suggesting 2 weeks.
Kevin.
You're outrageous.
You're outrageous.
Fine. Then just buy this jar of pickled quail eggs then if you don't want.
From where?
From some place called Bucky's.
Bucky's?
Okay, we don't have that here.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so on my way home, I'm going to go to...
Buy some pickle eggs.
The Asian market.
Okay, buy some quail eggs, yes.
And if I don't find quail eggs...
You're going to have to boil the quail eggs first.
Oh, I know that. I'm concerned I'm even going to find quail eggs.
It's not that hard. If not, I can buy you quail eggs, I guess. Can but they're you? Expensive. You have to send me money first.
That's fine. I can do that.
You can get them on Amazon. I just looked.
Don't get them from Amazon. You can't trust that.
And it'll be here in 5 days.
Oh, my God.
Someone just texted in, Katie, I can get you pickled quail eggs. Well, they're not here.
From a jar?
The Oriental Market in Roseville.
Okay, oh, so they do.
See, you're just not looking hard enough. It's not in the egg section.
Where would they be?
I don't know. I don't look for quail eggs.
It's in the apothecary for witches. So, a text back, where is the Oriental Market?
No, I know where it is.
God, I feel racist saying Oriental.
I know where it is.
I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
It's the OM.
The OM. Yeah, I'll call it the OM.
Yeah, okay. That's what the Asians call it. It is called Oriental Market.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You take a pickled quail egg, and what do? You just pop it in your mouth?
I don't know.
Wait, you've never had one? You're quailing. You're craving something you've never even had?
Yeah.
You are scaring me. What? Why? What are you?
I don't know. I saw a picture of it and I thought, oh God, I need that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, see, these quail eggs, they come in this. This is when you know it's a good
That's
quail
when you know
eggs.
It's quality.
All right, okay. Somebody said quality. That Whole Foods at the Fountains has quail
no,
eggs.
No, they're too expensive. You can get it cheaper
She's
for
very
Asian.
Rich.
No, but still.
Quail eggs, doesn't matter.
Well, I don't
matter.
Know if I like them, so I don't want to
Well, So quail eggs, it has a rough exterior.
Really?
It has a crunch to them.
Ew! What?
Not like a crispy crunch, but like a hard-boiled
like
egg. Yeah, like a pop. Yeah. They're like gushers, but egg form.
I can't. The face Katie's making, I can't
no,
tell.
No, it's good. It's a delicacy.
Yeah, but... You need it.
You need it. You should try it. This is your first time trying quail eggs?
Well, no, I've had quail eggs, but like I've never been able to buy them.
Oh, right. Pickled? Oh.
All right. Well, listen. We hope that you have success in your quest.
Thank you.
It's a hero's journey for sure. and on top of that, if you are going to use it for some sort of seance or curse or something like that.
Don't do it on you.
Please.
Okay.
Unless it will regrow my hair.
Got it.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Cardi B, America's sweetheart. As she's referred to in our household.
Good.
She has a new album coming out called Am I the Drama? Spoiler alert, yes. And she has done some, I would say, brilliant marketing to get people talking about this album. Wouldn't you say?
Well,
like it all started with that thing that we even played on our show when she was kind of pranking everybody, but legitimately was doing a good acting job of pretending to be destitute.
Broke.
Yeah.
Like that she actually, it was half I'm broke, half sounded very out of touch.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't even buy myself Birkins now. I used to be able to do like 2 Birkins a month and now I haven't had one in 4 months and now my boyfriend has to buy them for me.
I mean, it was...
I need you to buy my album so I can buy more bags.
And she did it in a way that was so funny that like, that people were talking about it if you didn't know it was a joke. And I mean, that was just one example. She's done several others now too. And this is the latest one. She went on to a New York City subway car to sell vinyl copies of her album for $10. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with subway systems. I would imagine in every major city, but in New York especially, it is not uncommon at all for somebody to get on and be like, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as the door shuts, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Just a moment of your time. I just, my name is Gary, and I'm a music producer. It happens all the time, and nobody looks at them. Everybody just looks at their shoes and stuff, and you just wait for their speech, and then they shuffle down with their cardboard box that looked like he kicked it there of like his CD. This was what Cardi B did.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. I'm out here trying to sell these CDs. I'm trying to change my life around. I used to be a professional ballerina, but trying to make a better example for my kids. If you could please buy my new album, Am I the Drama? Am I the Drama? $9.99. You can get these vinyls about $20-$30. You know what I'm saying? Please support a mother of three. Thank you very much.
Someone bought one?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would take a picture with her too.
Especially if you had $10 cash on you, be like, yeah, absolutely.
I would call her out though.
I think it's so funny that she says she used to be a ballerina, but now she's changed her life to be a better example, and she's a hip-hop artist.
For kids. Yeah, I mean, she's not too far off. She used to be a dancer. She was a stripper.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know about Katie, but Kevin and I consider stripping a dance.
Yes, it's an art.
It is an art. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
It's very hard.
Cardi B, do we think she's coming up with these ideas herself? Because they're genius.
You know what? Here's the thing. I could see it going both ways.
I could too.
I could see this being like a PR team, you know, everybody came up with this stunt for her. But I also could see her being like, you know what? I have an idea and I'm going to just pretend to be poor.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. There's something about Cardi B that, like, just when you think that she's just some sort of adorable idiot, she does something and you're like, I think that she's really smart.
I don't think she's an idiot at all. I think she is very smart. I think she's really, really good at that.
She's a hustler.
Yep.
And she knows how to do it. She knows how to be herself without stepping over the line and becoming too much for people.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why she's in Pepsi commercials with Steve Carell and has a song called WAP. You know, like, she's just figured out how to balance those scales kind of almost perfectly.
But also, you can't tell if it's maybe this is just how she is.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot tell if I am leaning towards she's actually very, very smart. But I could see it be like, I don't know. I just do whatever they tell me to do.
That too. Yeah, that too. Or maybe even a pinch of like, yeah, this is actually true. And she spent herself into the poorhouse.
Well, we know that's not true. We know that she's got crap tons of money.
What do you think? Text in 916-909-1065. But good for you, Cardi B. Am I the Drama? Coming out soon.
1065, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration, no repeats or hesitations.
Yes, the game of concentration is back. And Katie, this time, it's for ladies' lunch. Yes. Can you tell us about this?
We're doing a lovely ladies' lunch. Afterwards, we're going to go see Anne Juliet at, what's the name of the performing art? I always forget.
Safe Credit Union
Performing Arts Center.
Yes, and you're getting lunch at a place called Paza Notte?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be very nice. And it's going to be one of you two. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Calling from Brentwood. You have chosen Kevin as your contestant to represent you in concentration. Any words of advice that you have for Kevin?
I
don't know how to play.
Oh, it's you don't good. Know how concentration is played? Oh,
that's okay. All you have to you. Do is bet on the right pony. And so you now you just get to sit back yep. And hope you win.
Yep. And let's talk to who you are playing for, which is Maya, Katie. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
You're calling from Jackson. Wow. Okay. Brentwood and Jackson getting I represented. Love that. I love that. Any advice that you want to give to Katie?
You go, Katie. I believe in you.
I believe in me,
wow,
too.
Wow, that was nice.
That was nice. All right, here we go. Concentration is played by two people from the wake-up call lofting back and forth until one of you says either repeats an answer or says something that doesn't even apply. It's usually Kevin. All right.
Ew.
5 minutes starts right now. Your first category, Kevin will let you start, okay?
Thank you.
And this is an easy one. Disney movies, go.
Snow White.
Peter Pan.
Cinderella.
Little Mermaid.
Robin Hood.
Frog and Toad.
I'm going to buzz you on that.
Okay.
Plus, I don't think is Frog and Toad a Disney?
I thought it was.
I thought that was just a ride.
I don't believe this. First point goes to Kevin.
Well, you should start to believe.
All right, I do. You know what? I do believe.
Mr. Bias Judge over there.
It's called Wind in the Willows.
Wind in the Willows. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go. Katie starts.
Okay.
Dead actors. Go. Oh.
Elvis Presley.
Was he an actor?
Yes.
Jonah Hansen.
Who?
That's not a person.
Okay.
How am I supposed to know if they're dead?
I don't know. You pay attention to pop culture? Mm. Oh. All right. Well, that one was a bust. We went with Elvis Presley and then nobody. Everybody else is alive. All right. We're starting with Kevin.
I'll be honest. I still can't think of one.
Of a dead actor?
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Okay.
Ooh. Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Okay. Kevin, here we go.
Yes.
Things you might find in the medicine cabinet. Go.
Advil.
Vicodin.
Tylenol.
Toothbrush.
Pepto-Bismol.
Toothpaste.
Floss.
What is going on?
Point Kevin! Do you believe in miracles? All right, here we go. Next category, starting with Katie. Ways to lose weight. Go. Oh.
Running.
Not eating.
Lifting weights.
Jumping.
Having your teeth wired together.
Exercising.
Liquid diet.
Eating low calorie foods.
Didn't he say?
I'll give it to him. Keep going.
Okay. Jump rope.
Hopscotch.
I said working out already, and he said exercise.
I know.
You couldn't figure anything after hopscotch.
That was terrible.
And the hopscotch to lose weight doesn't make any sense.
As long as you're moving.
I'm not giving anybody a point on that one.
Wow.
I don't know. It just seemed like we just went back and forth with different euphemisms for the same thing.
Yes. You're doing me dirty.
All right, here we go. We'll start with Katie again. Vegetables that are not green.
No.
Carrots.
Eggplant.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, wow. I thought you were a vegetable girl.
All right. We're halfway through our time.
I mean, I should have another point, but Gavin robbed me. So.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Starting with Katie. Here we go. Candy bars. Go.
Snickers.
Payday.
Milky Way.
Kit Kat.
Baby Ruth.
A Snickers, did you already say that? I'm so mad. You know that's my dog, and why'd you take it?
It was the very first thing she said.
So mad.
I don't believe Kevin lost on candy bars.
She's evil.
Am I evil? We should be tied. Mm.
Here we go. Starting with Kevin. Different ways to say hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Aloha.
Hey.
Hi.
Sup.
How are you?
How's it going, dear fella?
Okay.
Gotcha.
Konnichiwa?
Nope, that's thank you.
Oh, wow.
Got you with the Asian word.
Wow, he got you.
How's it going, good fella? You know, how everybody says that.
It says different ways to say hello.
Hey, okay. Kevin.
Top of the morning.
You have to tell somebody that exact phrase in the office in front of me and Katie today.
What?
Exactly. Which is, how's it going, big fella?
Good fella. I would never call someone big.
All right, 1 minute left. Katie, you're only down by two.
Lauren's looking good, even though you didn't encourage me.
Here we go. Starting with Katie. U.S. states.
Oh, no.
Okay. Alaska.
Arizona.
Washington.
Alabama.
California.
New Hampshire.
Montana.
New York.
Nevada.
Kansas.
Arizona.
Arkansas.
North Carolina.
Colorado.
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Come on!
And I'm pretty sure you said Arizona twice.
You did.
Oh, I did?
I think you did.
You did, but I still let it go.
I don't think I did.
I think you almost started with Arizona. You said Alaska?
I said Alaska. I don't think they said Arizona. People start texting in and telling us because...
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And he is Mr. Stumbles, and you're still giving him points.
Whoa!
Here we go. Last one, just for funsies.
I don't know if we're having fun. Don't. I saw what text you read, and they're not Asian. Let me translate.
Konnichiwa translation is...
Oh, hello? Oh, my God. Even if I'm giving Katie that point, and even if I did give you that other point...
You still would have lost.
You still would have lost.
Who is this person?
All right. Probably somebody who can speak a different language. You should try it sometime. All right. So then we are going to... talk to Laura. Laura, congratulations.
Yay.
Kevin won for you.
Wow.
Honestly, shocking.
You know, Kevin's always the right choice. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Laura.
I do feel like there was some
subliminal
espionage involved here.
All right. Okay. Well, listen.
Run the tapes.
Laura, stay on hold, and we'll get your information. Have fun hanging out with Katie after this. For Ladies Lunch with Katie.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She has been on a total tear in the game. Known around the world as Are You Smarter Than Katie? Are you okay? What happened?
I'm eating dill-flavored cashews, and some of the dill dust got down my throat.
Oh, come on, dill dust! good morning, Chris.
Hello.
All right, you're calling from Yuba City, and you get to face off against Captain Dill Dust this morning. She's leaving the studio, hopefully to get some water. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot you're playing for today is $80. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Question one. The Emmy Awards were last night, and the big winners were Hacks, The Penguin, The Pit, and Adolescence. But the studio made Emmy history. The Seth Rogen comedy won a record-setting 13 Emmy Awards, and Nate Bargatze's attempt to keep the show on time by having every second that they go over take money away from charity did not work. They took lots of money away from charity. Spell the word adolescence.
A-D-O-L-E-C-E-N-T.
Question two. TikTok was getting banned at one point, and then after President Trump won the election, that seemed to be forgotten about until now. Trump made a statement that a deal with the president of China will keep TikTok operating in America, although the details are kind of hazy at this point. Who is the president of China?
Xi Jinping.
Question three, the teaser trailer for the new Super Mario movie dropped and shows almost nothing new about the film, except for the title, which still has people excited. It's going to be called Super Mario Galaxy, which is a reference to one of the most popular games in the franchise. Do I have that right, Kevin?
Yeah.
What is the name of the green dinosaur in the Mario world?
Yoshi.
Question four, one of the biggest celebrities from Fox News named Brian Kilmeade found himself in a ton of hot water after he said that homeless people should be killed on his show Fox and Friends. How about that? He did apologize for that comment. Who is not a Fox News correspondent? Brett Baer, Manu Raju, or Greg Gutfeld?
Whatever his last name was, Greg?
Greg Gutfeld. Just knows him as the Greg. Question five. Travis Kelce admitted in an interview that he cried, but it wasn't because he lost to the Eagles yesterday. Go Birds!
Oh.
It was when he proposed to Taylor Swift, and he said that he's prone to crying a lot. I love that. I am too. If that engagement ring is valued at $500,000, but he got a 20% discount on it, how much did he pay?
$400,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get dill dust. And Chris, what are we doing this morning? What's going on?
Getting ready for work.
Yeah, what do you work?
I do pest control.
You do pest control. That's cool. What's your favorite pest?
Ooh.
None of them.
Period. Okay. That's
the right answer. You passed. Congratulations. There you go.
That's why you control them.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. All right. We're going to put you on hold. Here we go. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Emmy Awards were last night. I'm sure you watched them. Hacks, The Penguin, The Pit, Adolescence, all won.
Okay.
But the studio made Emmy history. The Seth Rogen comedy, 13 Emmy Awards.
Wow. We got to keep watching that. We started to.
I never started it. I heard it's great.
It's very good.
Yeah. I heard Hacks is really good, too.
I don't know what that is.
It's another show about Hollywood, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Spell the word adolescence.
Adolescence. A-D-O.
Was that a letter?
Hold on. A D O L E S C E N C E.
Oh my God.
Ooh, man.
She got it. Question two, TikTok at one point was getting banned. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then we all kind of forgot about it. Well, I think until now. President Trump made a statement saying that a deal was reached with the president of China that's going to keep TikTok operating in America, but details seem to be hazy. All right. Who is the president of China?
It's like Jinping.
Whoa.
I will accept that. You're saying it right phonetically.
Okay.
Xi Jinping is how you pronounce it.
I wasn't trying to say. Is his first name?
Xi.
Xi.
And then his last name is Jinping.
I was just trying to say the last name.
Yeah, Jinping.
Jinping.
Yes.
Okay.
We were close enough.
Okay.
Question three. Teaser trailer for the new Super Mario movie came out. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Of course.
It's going to be called Super Mario Galaxy. Kevin, what's the best thing about that Super Mario Galaxy game?
It's open world and you can explore space.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound fun.
What's the name of the green dinosaur from the Mario franchise?
Yoshi!
Purple! Yeah. Purple! It's sticky tongue for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Question four. One of the biggest celebrities from Fox News, a guy named Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, God, yeah.
Found himself in hot water. He said one solution to the homeless problem is we should just kill him.
Yeah, forced lethal injection.
Forced lethal injection. He did apologize for that comment.
As long as he apologized.
Yeah, I'm sure he meant it. Who is not a Fox News correspondent?
Okay.
Brett Baer,
okay.
Manu Raju, or Greg Gutfeld?
Manu
Raju is correct. Question five. Travis Kelce admitted that he cried when he proposed to Taylor Swift.
Aww.
He said that he's actually prone to crying a lot, which I love. Him and Jason Kelce cry a lot, and I love that. Masculine men crying. It's a fine thing to see.
Of course.
If that engagement ring is valued at $500,000,
okay,
and he got a 20% discount on it, how much did he pay?
Oh, boy. $480,000.
Oh. For a second, Kevin, I thought she got it.
Yeah.
With the total guess, because I don't think she wrote anything down.
I wrote down $500,000.
$400,000.
That's what I said.
You said $480,000.
Oh, yeah, that's
different. Yeah. All right. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score, you got three, but Katie got four.
Ooh-wee.
Katie wins again. We had $20 as a jackpot, making it $100 for tomorrow. Chris, what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today, my friend, but thank you so much for playing
along and listening to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Show.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So back in the day, there was a cliche that after two people would express their love for each other, they would light up a cigarette, one each, and they'd have some post-coitus cuddle time, and just...
With a ciggy, no less.
Yeah. And when I was a cigarette smoker, that was me. Big time.
Really?
Big time.
And what is the purpose of it? Does it actually enhance anything?
It's very satisfying, just like... And kids don't smoke cigarettes.
No.
But... It's like after you would have a big meal, you would also want a cigarette. There's just something about it. It's just very, very satisfying. Okay. I miss it a lot, actually. I also miss sex. Okay. But it has been replaced, the post-sex cigarette.
Oh, I bet
with
I know.
Something new.
I bet I know.
If I were to go to text messages and ask, one person says, I always have Jack in the Box tacos after sex. No, Derek.
I just came from
Jack in the Box tacos have not replaced the cigarette. It is.
Gotta be the phone.
The phone.
Yeah.
Yes. Checking your phone, according to a new survey, is now the number one activity that people do right after sex, with men 3 times more likely to do it than women.
Okay. I think this is kind of rude.
You think it's rude?
Kinda.
Why?
Well.
And I say that definitely is not somebody who does this.
Who definitely doesn't. I feel like afterwards is your like pillow talk time or like your snuggling time. Not on your phone time. No?
I don't know.
Kevin?
Yeah, it's cuddle time, not phone time.
Yeah. It's like, now that this act is over, if you're just not paying attention to me at all, but you were really paying attention to me before,
right.
I'm offended. Yeah.
But I just did pay attention to you.
And then you got what you wanted, and now you're not going to give me
and
what I want.
So did you.
Okay, but part of that is I want snuggles.
Right, after.
You're not done.
When are we done?
When I fall asleep.
Oh, okay, so you're just directing traffic. I get no say. Maybe even looked around in this country, but white men get to call the shots. And I say that this Disney emoji blitz is what I want to do. The candy doesn't crush itself. That's my go-to. I like
what
to play a game.
What does your wife do?
She's asleep.
Oh, she immediately goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, no snuggle, kissy, kissy, I love you time.
We just did it. We just did that.
Well, I know, yeah, but...
Yeah, after everyone's tired, you don't want to just sit down and be like, oh, that was
snuggle.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not really. No.
I feel like you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Maybe
I feel
like that's why you're not getting a lot.
I mean...
Kevin, teach him how to get sex more often.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. I want to learn all my sex tips from you.
So you make sure that she had a great time.
Yes. Okay. That's step one.
Put her first.
Okay.
And then what?
And then you're like, oh my gosh, that was...
So you need to show that you are interested still, even after you got it.
Uh-huh. And then I also need to show that I'm interested all of the minutes in between sessions, too.
I don't know. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, isn't that kind of how relationships work?
According to surveys, though, this survey, like a ton of people, you guys are the minority. Because more people are hopping on their phone after sex than any other activity after sex.
I am sure that I do occasionally, but I think for the most part, we're pretty snugged up. And I would not want the attention off of me.
Okay, how about after snuggle time? Can people get on their phones then?
If I'm going to sleep. If it's sleep time, then yes.
Okay.
We're past the pillow talk stage. We're past the kissy kissy, I love you.
Right.
Then we're starting to fall asleep. If you can't fall asleep, you need to get on your phone. That's
got it. Okay. So that's pretty much the only way I can fall asleep now is if I doom scroll for a little bit. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Some people take drugs. I doom scroll.
I'm not sure which one's healthier.
Text messages to 909-1065. Yeah, we're on our phones after. There's a women can't be bothered, so at least give us like a cuddle. I mean, a cuddle. There you go. But the guy usually finishes. These text messages are a little all over the place. But yeah, I mean, what do you do? I mean,
you skipped over the one that said Katie's right.
Which one?
The text that Kate said Katie's so right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Katie's so. Well, we all know Katie's right.
Well, I mean, you read every other text except for that one.
I mean, I got hung up by the one that we can't read on the air. But what do you do if you don't hop on your phone? I mean, that's an interesting question.
Oh, that one we can't read.
Right, exactly.
It was to say men are getting there and women aren't.
Right, right.
And so by the time it's over.
Well, if that's the case, then there's a bigger problem than people hopping on their phones. And do you even view that as a problem? You know?
No, I do, but...
You do,
yeah.
But...
Apparently the majority don't.
Text in 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake-up call!
So, the woman that this song was written about, she's got a nighttime habit that John Legend is even part of. Chrissy Teigen admits that at 1 a.m., every single night, she has to eat something. Listen to this.
I take my nighttime medications at 10 p.m. and then I wake up again at 1. I place my order. It gets to me by 2. I eat it by 2:15. And then I go back to bed every night without fail. It's like, I'm not kidding. Like, I literally...
This is a sandwich or this is spaghetti?
It's a sandwich. It's hard-boiled eggs, if I'm good. But usually it's Del Taco.
You were just eating a ham and cheese sandwich. John would make you a ham and cheese sandwich, put it by your bedside.
He'll fully go downstairs at the time. Yeah, he doesn't care.
When I first heard that, I thought that was maybe not the truth. And John was like, no, 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 100%.
No, like, I can nudge him and I'll be like, babe, I want a sandwich. And he will be like, okay. He's so robotic. You know John.
Okay.
Okay.
I love what she goes, but usually it's like Del Taco.
When is this recent, or is this like when she was pregnant?
I don't know. Let me look.
Because I feel like that's a really important detail, because otherwise, I think she has a problem.
Oh, for sure. And, I want to ask, like, is it sweet that John Legend aids her in this? Yes. However, it's very sweet that John Legend, like, babe, I want a sandwich, and he'll make a sandwich for her. Yeah. But also, just like what Katie said, not a very good lifestyle habit.
Does she have low blood sugar? Like, are we doing this because if she's waking up and like her Dexcom or whatever like diabetic people have starts beeping at her and says like, hey, you need something?
Even if it does, call your doctor, because this is no way to live.
Well, if you have a medical condition then, and it's like a blood sugar thing, you may not have an option. But and then I have I have so many questions. Is John Legend awake?
Well, it sounds like he's not. But she says, I'll nudge him. So I assume that he's sleeping. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to fully disparage people who have to have a nighttime snack. I've said before, I've wandered down to the refrigerator in the middle of the night occasionally and eaten shredded cheese right out of the bag.
And it's the middle of the night?
Yeah.
You've woken up and wanted to eat.
I just posted a thing on my Instagram story that showed the kids running through the street from the movie Weapons. It just says, this is me on my way to the fridge for my night pickle. Yeah, I've done that too. And I had the thought, well, pickles are good for me.
Well, sure. It's just a cucumber.
Right, sure. Pickling stuff's good for the gut floor, whatever the hell that is.
Right. You know, when...
But a sandwich? A whole sandwich? Or ordering? Get out of here.
That's crazy. It's like she's staying awake.
That gives you time to think.
Right. And fall back to sleep.
Right.
When D'Lo and I first got together, I would sometimes wake him up in the middle of the night to tell him things.
Tell him things?
Yeah. Sometimes I'd just wake him up to say, I love you so much.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I'd wake him up and say, like, I'm having a lot of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And for a good long while there.
So they were things like that. It's not just like, which bird would win in a fight?
No.
Okay.
For a good long while there, it was met with communication.
Sure.
And acknowledging.
Sure.
And last week, I woke him up in the middle of the night because I was not feeling okay. I was like, very much coming down with something. And I woke him up and I go, babe, I do not feel good. And you know what he said? Okay. And he went back to sleep.
Try the Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
Wake
I'm
him up and just be like,
actually,
will you go make me a turkey sandwich? Just see what he says.
That's such a good.
And then if he says no, then you should be like, John Legend does it.
Right. Oh, I guess you're no John Legend.
Right.
And he'd say, you promised me I am.
And then let him think the conversation's over. And then just quietly from your side of the bed, just be like, all of me.
Can I tell you the craziest part? If I woke him up and said, I really need you to make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know what direction it would go.
Hmm.
I don't know if...
Probably concern. Lot of concern.
It would be frustration. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
It would be met with crankiness. Absolutely. But I'm not sure that he would say no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If my wife asked me to make a sandwich, I'd call 911.
That's because she does keto.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's
wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.